G'day, thanks for downloading a podcast. Abby's still blowing her nose. If you go on our website, you can see her snorting.
Snorting salt. It's supposed to clear it all out. I think I'm addicted.
Yes. It's salt, Your Honour.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It hurts, so it must be good. That's why I keep doing it.
Okay.
Hurts so good.
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should unless it hurts so good.
You started that, but yeah,
so
you dilute
John
salt in water and snort it up one nostril. And
what happened to him?
I think he died of a salt overdose.
Old age.
I don't know. How old is he?
Not that old.
I reckon you need to ease up on the saltwater snorting.
Yes.
You've done a little bit too much.
Yeah,
you can always have more. You can never have less. And I think you need to just take a little break.
I think I've got this under control. Thank you so much.
You need to
famous
take a
last words.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate your concern, but,
you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just looking from the outside in.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
It's a bit, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't, yeah. You need to just take a break from the salt water, your sinuses, give them a chance to come back.
You thought we were recording the podcast? Nah, it's an intervention.
Yeah. Is it?
Step away from the salt.
Oh, it's really going down the throat. When it burns, it feels like it's doing good.
You need to be careful. You're a family.
Do you want one?
No, thank you.
Don't
bring us down to your level.
Don't enable.
No.
Don't try to drag us down.
Thing, that salt's going to be the gateway to pepper. Next thing, we'll be in here and you'll be...
sneezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop.
You say that.
Yeah.
One more, then I'm going to stop.
Righto, roll the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Everybody
says say something. Things you can say...
would say in bed.
Ooh. 13, 10, 60, what can you say in the bedroom and at the ecker? Makes perfect sense. It's just your mind playing tricks on you.
Terry in Kingston, what can you say in the bedroom and at the ecker?
Do you want to go for a ride?
Good one. Very good one.
$7, please.
Oh, that's cheap.
Worth it.
Yeah. Jennifer in Newby, what can you say at the ecker and also in the bedroom?
I would say I really hope that sauce on the end of that.
Sebastian in Beenleigh, what can you say in the ecker and in the bedroom?
All this ride's going to make you wet.
Yeah, there are a few, aren't there?
The ones who go through the water. Yeah.
Is there water rides at the ecker now?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them before. That's pretty cool.
Hopefully, otherwise Sebastian's a lot ruder than he meant it to be.
Well, now if it rains.
Yeah. Nick in Strathpine.
No, Gail.
Sunshine Coast.
What can you say at the ecker and in the bedroom?
You go first. I need help getting off.
Oh, Gail. I'm going to report that.
Yeah. That's good. Very good. That's a good one.
Good.
All right, now, Nick in Strathpine. You're up, buddy. What can you say at the ecker and in the bedroom?
That's a massive bad attack.
Yeah. Nice work, my man.
It was a pretty good round there.
Yes. We've never actually had that many calls before. Well done, everybody.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? Can ask us anything.
13 10 60 is on our first calls. The show is yours. Anything you want to talk about?
Hey, Emily.
Sorry, you were just talking, Abby, about undies.
Yes.
And, like, I just want to know why laundry itself is so expensive and always so uncomfortable, and all the comfortable undies look like crap.
Oh, I know. See, I didn't mind these ones that I bought. They were only $6. I liked the black and the beige.
They're actually comfortable.
Yeah, the beige
definitely.
Looked a bit, but, yeah.
But they always leave them so plain and they never make them look sexy or anything like that. Girls who want to dress comfortable and sexy.
We should design our own range. I always say, you know what's annoying, Emily? The bigger bra size you are, the more expensive it is as well.
More material,
yeah, that
though.
That is my issue.
But then why don't they do that with other clothes?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll chat.
It's a big issue in the world, and it really caused me issues.
Yeah.
So silly.
Because my favourite bras are like $150.
What?
Yeah, but then they're ridiculously comfortable.
Yeah, they're so good.
It is a good point,
though.
You've
got a battle between you buy the short one, like cheap, buy the cheap ones, and then you've got to buy multiple throughout the year. You buy multiple expensive, and they last.
How often do you wash your bra, Emily?
Me? Oh, probably every second day.
Oh, do you? No, the girls and I, we were saying, like, you could go a week.
A week?
Bra's different than undies.
I wear a new one every day, though.
Oh, you're good.
Right. Are they like jeans? You can just whack them in the freezer? Isn't that meant to be good for cloth?
What?
Like jeans, the thing is, they say you don't wash your jeans, you can put them in the freezer. That helps.
I don't know. Like
yeah.
Might I be think the same. It might affect the elastic.
Don't know. Matt, in North Lakes, you're on the air, buddy. What do you want to chat about?
I want to talk about the gel blasters that everybody's having a big issue with at the moment.
What are the gel blasters?
Gel blasters, they're a mock-up sort of gun that people have been using for, like, instead of paintball skirmish.
Oh.
It's actually, there's a lot of controversy going around because a lot of people are saying they're too familiar and too identical to normal guns.
To real guns. I've just Googled them. Oh. They do look like actual real guns, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, though,
it's a lot like paintball, really. Like, there's a population around Queensland and Australia that, you know, we have rules and regulations that restrict us from having them out in public and everything like that. As long as we're responsible with them, right? We shouldn't be having so many issues.
Yeah, I can see your point. But if you were walking down the street with one of those things, it would look like you were carrying it. The ones I'm seeing online here look like semi-automatic.
I know, but who walks down the street with a skirmish gun?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Maddie. Sarah's on the air. What do you want to chat about, Sarah?
The boys finally jumping on the Brisbane line.
Oh, yeah.
Brisbane down with Wamaroon. Blue and gold.
Finally on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited for this weekend as well. So,
are you going?
Yeah, 2:10. Yeah, they're going to take on the Cats. And it's going to be...
You think it's going to be a sellout, Abby?
It is a sellout, apparently, Sarah, which I think...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, amazing. Especially when you're playing, the number one on the ladder.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I reckon we can do it.
Robbo needs to keep a lid on it, though, doesn't he?
I was giving him things to say. I said Rob always has a little bit of a hothead and gives away a free, and
but,
he did.
Yeah. But I really noticed the culture has changed since the new coach has arrived as
no,
well.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fakes has been amazing for the boys.
Yeah. And Hodgie.
And Hodgie. Oh, that and goes Hodgie. Without saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Worth every dollar, Hodgie,
who's your
wasn't
player?
He?
Robbo.
Yeah, the boys!
You're doing well.
Anne Marie's on. Morning. What do you want to chat about?
Good morning. I was ringing up to talk to you guys about a dream I had last night. My son's girlfriend, I don't really like her. I haven't met her, but yet I've judged her.
Right.
And I dreamt about her last night, and I attacked her. And when she came into my house, now, does that make me a bad person, or am I got these vindictive feelings towards her?
No, you're not accountable for your dreams. Yeah,
but I don't want to share mine. Nah, you're not accountable. And especially I always go, I killed them. Oh, that must mean a rebirthing of our friendship. Nah, you can interpret it however you want.
How many rebirthings have we had?
I'm glad you're here today.
That was real life, mate. We brought you back. We're like, he's got cover. Well, we'll happily pay for the ambulance. Take him away.
It says here, do not resuscitate. Don't listen to that.
Check the bracelet. We'll know what drugs he can have.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I had a little bit of a fun day yesterday.
Yeah.
I was going to a 70th birthday party of...
Woo-hoo-hoo!
And I was like, what does anyone wear for a 70th? Because I've got to be honest, I've never been to one.
No.
So I was like, I don't know. It was cocktail. I was like, is this a little bit too dressy? And it was at Cloudland on a Sunday.
Well, see, that's where it's... Because you would think a 70th is a very much older end, but it's at Cloudland, which is... A nightclub.
But how long has Cloudland been there for?
Years.
Yeah.
Well, and then it went away, then they brought it back. But it was back in the day.
Yeah. So I was invited to go along to a 70th birthday, and it was a little bit weird because it was Jamie Dunn, who you'd know as Aggro.
We get up every morning, just start a sunny storm, and put our show together for you.
One of the founding members of this very radio station.
Yeah, when it was B105, he worked here for around about, you were saying 16 years, 17
years.
And then you took over 12 years ago.
14, yeah.
14, yeah, sorry. So people really grew up, I guess, listening to him.
Was Anne-Marie there?
No.
Oh.
Were they not friends anymore?
I don't know. I think they are.
Hewitt, yeah.
But he gave a call to me here at work and was like, I want to speak to him. I was like, why does Jamie Dunn want to speak to me? Like, I've chatted to him before. I've met him before.
A demo?
I was like, who knows? So I gave him a call back and he's like, so I want to do a surprise wedding. And I'm like, ooh, I didn't see that coming. That's very exciting. And then he sent me a photo of his girlfriend and I could see why he wanted to marry her. She is stunning. The nicest girl you'll ever meet. So I went and met them and they were like, hey, so we're going to invite people and then we're going to get up, say our speeches and say it's a wedding. And I was like, okay, cool. And then as I was walking in, I realised, what's my backstory of like why I'm there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I walked in there. The first thing people said to me is, Stav here. Because they thought, and I was like, oh, no, Stav's not here.
They thought, just the radio peeps.
It's radio peeps.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, so no one really questioned it.
And you took his job, mate. Of course he's not going to invite you.
He actually said, how are you going?
Yeah, we're friends.
Are you?
Not close. Not
Yeah, as if he's going to go, where's Stav? The guy who took my job when I got fired. Get him in here.
See, I never remember him as back then. Like, a lot of people were like, oh, he used to be arrogant. He's honestly the nicest guy.
Yeah,
he's just got the biggest heart.
It's funny, because I said to Kat what you were doing, and she was like, oh, that guy. And I was like, no, he is. And he'll admit that he has changed. He was really arrogant, but he's realised the errors of his ways.
Completely changed. But, yeah, it was funny going in, so I had to carry a present because I had to put my marriage bag in, like, the book in there because it's really quite large.
Yeah, with
all your bits and pieces. Surprise. So I had to carry a present. And then as soon as I walked in, everyone's like, you know, you're not allowed to bring presents. It said on the invite, no present. And I was like, well, you know me and Jamie. I just wanted to get them something little. And
this is stuff from his old drawer when he worked here. We got it out of the old building when we moved.
Yeah. So he got up and he said that it was a surprise wedding and everyone was like heckling. It was so much fun to be able to do it. His kids got up to do a speech and I thought it'd be really quite memorable and beautiful and heartwarming.
Yeah, lovely.
His first kid got up and said, oh, sorry, I thought it was last weekend, so I've still been drinking. Awesome. But this is my new thing. I really like surprise weddings. I never did before that. Because, like, it's cruel because people don't know what to expect and some people don't even go because they think it's an engagement party.
There's certain people you got to tell, though. You have to let
your kids or your mum and dad.
Yeah, and your grandparents. If you're a younger couple who do it, you have to let grandparents and stuff know because they might be older and say, we're not going to travel for the engagement party, but we'll tell for the wedding.
Yeah.
So there's a select group of people I think you need to tell about the surprise.
I did do something a little bit risky at the start because I was like, well, this is a surprise wedding, so I want you guys to show the couple that you support them. So if you support the union at the count of three, say, we do. And then I was like, what about people don't like him or don't like him?
It was good.
There was a few people at the back, but I was like, yeah.
Don't listen to them.
Did he bust out aggro?
No, I asked if aggro was coming.
Yeah.
And he said no.
Oh, he didn't invite aggro to his wedding.
No. Maybe. No.
I guess you can't put a ring on it if you've got a puppet up it.
Yeah, that's
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Cold days, hot deals with Suzuki. Gift cards on dealer stock. See your Suzuki dealer now. T's and C's apply.
Stab Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks.
7 and 8 a.m. is when we play. We're giving away the answers in the lead up to the games as well, which resulted in a $10,000 winner on Friday.
Yeah.
Can we go back to back to back to back?
Hopefully. Rebecca in Springfield, morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good. You sound a little bit nervous, but you've got this. You do know you get $50 for each correct answer. You get all 10 right. That's when you win the 10 grand. Say pass if you can't think quickly, hun.
Okay.
All right, Beck, here we go. Your letter for today is T for $10,000.
Beautiful.
Okay. And your time will start when I finish the first question, which is, name a boy's name.
Trent.
Name a Mexican food.
Tacos.
Name a kid's TV show.
Thomas the Tank.
Name a country.
Thailand.
Name a vegetable.
Turnip.
Name a hobby.
Pass.
Name a colour.
Teal.
Name a herb.
Thyme.
Name a flower.
Tulip.
Name an instrument.
Ooh. Oh, you are good, Rebecca.
You got $400.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, true off. You did get the instrument. And the one that you did pass on, a hobby, you could have had 10-pit bowling or table tennis.
Yes. Definitely.
Close.
Good stuff.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I gave the rules that he and I decided.
I got no rules, I count them.
Mum and Dad are a little bit annoyed with you, Maddie Upton.
Yeah, there was a bit of a brouhaha on Friday. A bit of a ruckus about... we thought we were doing the right thing.
We love you, and we wanted to give you a present.
Yes.
When we gave you gift cards, because, you know, he's hard to buy for. What do you give a man who's got everything?
Done for him.
Yeah. So we thought, why don't we give you
better friends?
And we love Esther, your wife.
Yeah.
And we thought, why don't you go to Ridges Backers, which is an amazing place. And they do like a degustation.
Yes, it's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Expensive, but worth it.
Mm.
And we thought, why don't we give you a gift card so that you can go there for the whole experience? Because Stav and I have been lucky enough to do it.
Yes.
We loved it. We gave it to you.
Yeah.
It turns out that you didn't use it for you and Esther. You did go, but you got boozy with your cousin and her partner.
Yeah.
And you took them before Keith Urban.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then we got him Bunnings gift vouchers for his recent birthday, and we discovered that he used them to get something for his mum.
No, I used $6.50 of one of the gift cards.
Doesn't matter how much, mate.
To buy her a spark plug. Because I was there buying stuff for myself, and I picked up a spark plug for mum along the way.
But
and
we
it
love
just
your mum, and if we wanted to buy your mum something, we would. And if we wanted to buy your cousin, who have you met?
No, I've never met.
Never met. So if we wanted to buy them, we would have. So they really just got a freebie.
So just so I'm understanding here.
Yes.
You guys bought me two birthday presents over the last 2 years.
Yep, annually.
But. But the presents have to be used
for you. On you.
With the terms and conditions at which you apply to them.
Just on
no,
you.
No, don't make it like that.
No. That's exactly
so
what
you guys gave me a gift voucher, so I'm allowed to now go and give that to someone else. Would you be annoyed if I gave that to someone
Completely,
else?
Completely, because
I understand that, because I wouldn't, because it's something that I want to sit there and go, this is what my lovely workmates got me.
But I didn't re-gift it to anyone. All I did was use part of $6.50 of the vouchers at Bunnings to buy a thing. No, and then I'm talking. I then...
Wow.
I'm defending myself.
Getting one annually now.
And then when I go to Backers, I took two people with me to who I wanted to enjoy the experience.
But it wasn't it wasn't a full experience.
But it was the experience that I wanted.
Did they give you money for it so that you and Esther could do something else? Or did you go, oh, guys, don't worry, I got this?
And did you or did you not have to install said spark plug that you got for your mum at Bunnings, making more work for you?
Yeah, but I wanted to do that for my mum because my mum babysits my kid for free every Tuesday. So I'm fixing her lawnmower and mowing her lawn for her.
Let's just say my parents were going to give me cash for like a thing.
Yeah.
And mum always goes to me, like, go and spend something nice.
Don't pay a bill.
She always says, don't pay bills and don't spend it on alcohol.
Yes, right. And then you buy alcohol.
No, because that's like, I'll go and get a facial or something that I wouldn't have been able to afford to go and get.
Yeah.
See, I don't look at it that way. If someone, I had a great time. Your present you gave
and
me at Backers.
Your cousin had a great time.
Yeah.
They had a great time and they weren't supposed to.
They had a great time on our coin.
Yes. Have they even thanked us?
No. It's effectively re-gifting. Mm. It's the exact same thing as if I bought you, say, a hat, because I know you're a hat guy, and then you gave that hat to Ethan.
You can't do that.
But what if it was a terrible hat?
You still wear it every time I come over.
You give a gift without expectation.
Nah, bull dust. No one does that.
Nah.
That's very high and mighty and that's beautiful, but nah.
Well, 13, 10,
16. Because otherwise, why do you give gifts? Gifts, if you actually think about it, is quite a selfish thing to do because you're getting satisfaction from it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So next time I get a gift card from you guys.
You won't, but let's just pretend you were.
You have to give me a list of the things I'm allowed to do with
it. No, it's just one list. Spend it on yourself.
But I did.
I like it when mum and dad are on the same page.
But what I did was I spent it on something that brought me joy. It brought me joy to take my cousins with me and enjoy dinner with them.
That doesn't count.
No.
But I had a good time.
No. You didn't have the time that we wanted you to have.
I just think on 13, 10, 16,
I don't think I want a gift from you. No, you can't say re-gift. In this, because it is rude to re-gift. It's not a re-gift. 13, 10, 60. Who's right and who's wrong? In this circumstance, which team do you pick? Because I didn't give the gift card to someone else and say,
I bought a bottle of gin for Stav and he walked over and gave it to our boss and said, there you go, enjoy.
A, it would be a cold day in hell.
Yes, I know.
And two, I would never...
No, of course you wouldn't, because it'd be rude.
It would be rude.
But if you take it home and secretly re-gift aloud, but when you tell everyone that you went to Backers and took...
What if they drank together, though? They drank the bottle together.
No, I would only drink that bottle together with the person that bought it for me.
Or with your wife. because okay. that's a given.
Right.
Yes.
She doesn't drink gin, though.
No, but you.
I get it.
I thought that was lovely gin when we drank it, when you gave me a glass. So if you get a bottle of gin,
yeah.
he's not allowed to get, no one's allowed to come over and drink the gin with him. He's got to drink the gin alone.
I have no problem with that rule.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Is that what you're saying? So if someone comes over and you're drinking a gin, you say not from that bottle.
It's birthday gin.
Get your own gin.
Yes. This is birthday gin.
We just loved you. 13, and we 10, wanted 16. To give you something.
Phones are open.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Tyler gave the rules that he and I decided. I got no rules,
I count them. Okay, phones are open. 13, 10, 60. If I'm wrong, I will apologise.
If we're wrong.
If you ask on the phones for anything you want, you're going to get it. So you don't need to apologise. Talking about we gave a gift card to Maddie and he took
obviously
other people.
I'm right.
Don't do that laugh because you are not going to be able to get anything next year. We're going to give you a check and it's going to have a line saying non-negotiable. We've spoken about it in the bathrooms.
Just to point out before we got to the bathroom, I don't go to the female bathroom.
Wink, wink.
Two lots of gift cards I've received over the last 2 years for my birthday. Very generous of you guys for the gift cards I've received. I'm very thankful.
Too generous that he had to go and take someone else along. He had to take his cousin and his cousin's partner. But he said to us, you should be thankful because that's when they got pregnant.
Well, that was that night, your gift card, and they had spent $50,000 in IVF. That gift card made them fall naturally pregnant that night.
Of course, it was so much money that you had to buy the drinks.
Think of how big our carbon footprint is now, though.
Yeah. All right. We just want to know 13, 10, 60. We gave a gift card to Maddie. Maddie's allowed to spend it on what he wants.
Yes. I shared it with someone, but apparently I should have done what they wanted with it. What do you think, Samantha?
I totally agree with you, Maddie. I think if you re-gifted the whole gift card to your cousin, then that would be wrong. Yep. But because you took them out, you still had a good night. You got to take who you wanted, whether it was Esther or your cousin. I still think you're in the right.
We don't even know these people, though, Samantha.
You met them at my 30th.
But that's like if a friend gave me a gift card and said, here's your birthday gift card, and I went and took, say, my other friend, who they don't know. It doesn't really matter. I'm still having a good night out with a friend.
Okay. Yeah, right. Sorry, Samantha. You go through it.
If I took someone, let's just say they gave one to me and I take two people that they don't like at all, like Maddie hates them, that's still allowed, right?
Yeah, that's like you. I mean, that's like Matt giving you a gift card and you took Stav and not Maddie.
Yeah, but what about if I took the boys from Nova? That's still allowed because I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
Yeah, you can do that if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's your gift card. It's your present.
Your money we're enjoying, though.
That's okay. I don't mind. I give without expectation.
Well, I'll ask them what they're doing on Saturday. Jason in Waverley.
You're taking all the boys from Nova for the W for a night?
Is that for a night? I thought it was just you could spend it on drinks.
No, you can have a night. Stay there if you want.
Well, just that really went wrong.
Just so you know, I really hope that does happen.
Jason.
At least you'll make it in QCon finally. Okay. Bianca Dye will get brushed to the side. It'll be you, Ash Kip and Lutzy on the front page.
Can you stop?
Okay.
That backfired on me.
Yeah, Jason and Waverley.
No, I'm sick. Stop.
Jason and Waverley, what do you think? Who's right? Who's wrong?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, champ.
Listen, when you give a gift card or anything, there's no stipulations on it. You can do what you like.
Yeah, you're a good person, Jason.
This is not going as planned.
You're a very good person.
Yep, good on you, Jace. Kate in Ipswich, what do you reckon?
Maddie's right. He has no stipulations on the gift card and he has fun with it.
Yeah, I like that. I do agree with if I had have given the gift card to someone else and said, this is my gift to you.
No, people are saying you're allowed to do that.
No, I don't agree with that. That's not right. I can share it with someone.
I tell you what you're getting next year. The W Hotel gift card you gave me.
I hope the boys from Nova are free.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Right now, we need to call a family meeting.
Okay, love them.
We have some wild ideas on this show.
Zany.
Generally, we agree to them a few months out.
Yes, which you told us not to do.
Future us.
You always got to say, will future Abby be happy with the decision that present Abby has made? And it's always no.
Yeah. And I mean, but that's everything in life, isn't it? Like you agree, yes, I'll go to... Sometimes you'll agree to go to a party in 6 months' time, and then the party finally rolls around, you're like...
That was a mistake.
You're not a party boy, are you?
No.
As long as the party finishes by 10 o'clock and he can be in bed.
Yeah.
And my wife and I had a fight about that in the cab on the way home from the pineapple.
She did not want to go.
She did not.
She never wants to go.
No. No. That's what I said to her. But anyway.
She's like, why are my choices in life?
Future me hates past me for marrying this loser.
Yeah.
Did she
there's
say that to you
no,
as well?
No, yeah.
Did she? Oh, I think she, no, just to ask.
She quite often thinks that. But anyway. We're meant to be living at the Ekka for 24 hours from 9 a.m. Wednesday.
Yes. Go hard or go home.
Yep, non-stop talking for 24 hours on the radio.
Now, bit of an issue because drag queen over here.
Yep. My kids have been sick and everyone's got the flu and I think I've been fighting it off. And I've been gargling, like, salt water for a week.
Uh-huh.
And I've even been meaning to go to the pharmacy and get some cold and flu. And I'm okay, but it's just I had a slight cold and now it just goes to my voice and I've got laryngitis.
It's not, you're not so bad at the moment.
No, I'm
like,
fine.
Listening to it on air.
It's annoying. I apologise. It's no, just it's a bit fine. Too deep.
No, you can't. You wouldn't be able to tell only in little parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am the girl on the show.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes.
Hang on. I think maybe I have the wrong impression here. I thought that that I was.
No, but I don't know how I'm going to go for doing it for 24 hours. Because remember last time we did
it? That's weirdly, it was tradition.
And
because
I've never lost my voice.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
The last time I lost my voice was 2 years ago when we did our bunker.
Yeah, have a listen to this. This is coming to the back end of it. And you were on like some you weren't eating at the time.
Yeah, I was trying to have another baby and I was doing weird thing that people suggested. So I wasn't eating. I was fasting and hadn't eaten for like 6 days.
So this was the last time we did a 24-hour straight broadcast. 3 hours and 39 minutes to go.
We might limp over the finish line though. Well, I definitely will.
Oh no. Abby's starting to lose her voice.
Make it lovely again with you.
But that's a blessing for you guys, isn't it?
It did spawn the best part of that, because then you went to lie down, and that's when our dead dads decided to get in contact with us.
That was true. That did.
Well, then you guys, then it's not an issue. You guys carry on.
I've got a really sore throat, bud.
Oh, God. Stab on air.
Stab desperately wants to do a show by yourself, and you don't. You want me.
24
oh, that's
hours
so sweet.
Of stab.
Back-to-back stab. Yeah, so, look, at the moment, we go in at 9 o'clock Wednesday. We leave at 9 o'clock Thursday. I think everything is going to be fine. I reckon we're going
to
make it.
Last time you were losing your voice, you were talking about, like, a cortisol injection. You went to your doctor and you asked to get one, and I was like, nah, you can't. It's just rest. But if it's me,
see, this is the thing.
I want one of these magical things that you've been saying.
I'm pretty sure, like Ed Sheeran, yep. Katy Perry, they can all get them.
Well, remember when we were talking to Ricky Lee, and she said that she lost her voice, and Nicole Scherzinger gave her a pill.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we have a doctor on the line right now. Dr. Wuth?
Yeah, I never pronounce her correctly. Yeah. I say Dr. Phil because his first name is Phil.
Yeah,
right. Dr. Phil Wuth. Yeah, Carina Medical and Specialist Center. That's where I go. Morning.
Good morning.
Is there an injection that you can just bop into Abby's throat, fill her up, and that will just fix her voice? Because I've heard exists.
No, I wish it was that easy, Maddie. I wish. You were talking about cortisone before. Sometimes you can try some cortisone tablet.
Yeah.
And that might help. But, I mean, theoretically, you could give a cortisone injection as well, but it wouldn't be into your throat.
Oh.
That would be probably into your butt.
Yeah, but would that make it better?
It probably wouldn't be any much more useful than just taking the pill, to be honest.
Right.
Oh, I'll take that
I
then.
Wish it was that easy because, yeah, it happens to me all the time and I have to struggle through it and can't talk, so I just tough it out and wear it. But it's a bit different for you guys.
Dr. Phil, would you recommend at this stage that Abby does do the 24-hour challenge?
Oh, that's hard. I mean, I guess you sort of have to, but you struggle the next day. I mean, what I normally tell people is you've got to rest your voice as much as you can and don't talk unless you have to. So yeah. 24 hours of talking is a big thing.
Phil, you've known me for many years now. Do you think that would be possible?
Do you think so? Sorry?
Do you reckon that's possible for me not to talk?
Yeah, that's the hard task. It's easy to talk for 24 hours.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this...
So what about singers, though? Like, okay, take it all away. What about singers? If they had to go on stage, would there be something that they would be able to get?
A backing track.
Yeah, I think we try the steroid, probably orally, at a push you might try a steroid an injection if they really wanted to, but I think, the steroid sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. There's no guaranteed magic thing to give it back.
So. There's an injection. I just don't think all doctors know about it.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, so you're a good doctor, mate. Don't get me wrong, but I reckon there's...
Well, he's saying that there is, but it might not work. Nah. If you heard what he's saying.
It's like that cancer cure that's on the lowdown that not everyone, everyone
knows.
Yeah,
he thinks everything's a conspiracy.
Yeah, no, I reckon. Do we speak to an ear, nose and throat specialist? I reckon they'd know.
I've got one of those on my list as well.
Let's get him on. All right, Dr. Phil, appreciate it, mate.
Thank you.
Carina Medical and Specialist Centre. He's a great doctor.
You've gone to four doctors now and they've all said no.
Yeah, I know. I'm on some sort of list that they just say. Excuse me, you stole a script pad last time you were in here. What are you doing?
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Domestic violence is a national crisis. One woman a week and one man a month are killed by a current or former partner.
The stats of domestic violence is absolutely shocking. And I think what's so shocking is that if you were going to look at the stats, it would determine that you've actually know someone or do know someone right now going through domestic violence and they're not talking about it. And it is such a hard topic because how do you give advice and how do you break that cycle? And Steph and I have hosted a charity event for a wonderful organisation here in Queensland, the Queensland Women's Legal Service. And it was reported yesterday that they're missing thousands of calls from women desperate for help because they're unstaffed.
So these are calls that go through, they ring out.
Yeah.
And they're probably, well, quite possibly could be making that one call to get help.
And you can imagine how nerve-wracking would it take to be able to make that call.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I can't imagine that call would be your first point that you're breaking. It seems to be like, you know, your end result, you're looking for legal advice and then to not have it answered. Oh, we've got Angela Lynch, who is the Women's Legal Service Chief Executive. Morning.
Good morning.
How many calls do you think went unanswered in the last year?
We know it's 6,600. We've got the stats on it.
Wow.
And these are calls that never get returned? Like you don't get their details, they're able to call back?
No, we don't. We know that they're the calls that we just don't have capacity to answer. And obviously, if we don't have the capacity to answer, we don't have the capacity to return those calls either.
Wow.
So what happened? I mean, I was just saying, I can't imagine that this is the first thing that they do is call you. Like, they're in absolute desperate mode once they call you.
Absolutely. They are frightened, they're confused, they're overwhelmed. And I think that not to have that call answer, they can feel pretty defeated.
Yeah.
Of course, they do have the 24-hour DV Connect line that people can call, but they can't answer the legal issues, and the legal issues are absolutely crucial to a woman making a safe exit from an abusive partner.
And so if it's 6,636 calls went unanswered, how many people do you think you would need to make that not happen? How many staff would you need to make all these calls get answered?
Well, we're asking for a doubling of our funding, so we're asking for an additional $3.5 million. That's the sort of overall number.
Yeah.
But we're asking in relation to the helpline for an additional $900,000. And that's to staff to increase the capacity of the helpline, to increase the number of workers answering calls, but also to have the backup of social workers and lawyers who can take those calls and make, you know, obviously respond. It's not just answering the call. You have to actually be able to, you know, have that backup with legal help to be able to provide that to them.
When you say legal help, that seems quite desperate as opposed to, you know, long-term financially. Like, what sort of questions are people asking? Is it to do with custody of children, what they do immediately? Do they take the kids? Do they not take the kids? What sort of questions?
Yeah, that's the sort of questions that they ask. So women are sometimes will call us straight away because they won't leave an abusive situation because they don't know what will happen in relation to their children. They are concerned about their children. They are concerned about risk issues and they want to know what the outcome will be. And obviously, we are able to provide them with that legal information in relation to custody and access issues, to be able to help them make that decision and to put them in the best position to be able to, you know, get the best and safest outcome for their kids.
We're chatting to Angela Lynch right now. You're a Women's Legal Service Chief Executive. And we're talking about the fact that so many calls go unanswered. If there is somebody listening now who is in a position where they're not sure what to do, what would the first piece of advice then be right now?
Well, obviously, I would say that they need to always call the line. It's 1-800-9-9-9. 1-800-657-957. And also they do have the DV Connect 1-800 line 24 hours a day, 811-811. They do need to try. We do all that we can to answer these calls. We have increased our capacity by 26% in the last year of like the numbers of calls answered, which is about, we've answered about another 1,500 to 2,000 calls from last year. We're doing all we can. So they just need to try and keep trying. But really, quite frankly, it's just unacceptable. The government talks about domestic violence as being a national priority, and to have this happen and to allow this to happen is completely and utterly unacceptable.
But there's not anything that you could, like, there's no piece of advice you could blanket give out at all? It's too specific to each case?
Well, in relation to, I mean, obviously I think that if you can get that legal information, it is really crucial before separation. I think that it can really set you up in the safest way possible in relation to exiting that relationship for yourself and your children. So obviously I'm saying if you can actually get that legal help, reach out, and we will do all that we can in relation to, providing that assistance.
All right, well, 1-800-957-957 is the number that you need to call if you want some help. Angela Lynch, thank you so much for calling through this morning. Hopefully you get that funding you so desperately need.
Thanks a lot. See you then.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, Alpha Bucks, we're going to play it tomorrow, 7 and 8 a.m., 10,000 bucks on the line. If you want to practice, we're going to give you the letter. Don't forget, we will give you answers as well in the lead up to the games.
Your letters for tomorrow are R for rabbit and W for wabbit.
Cold days, hot deals with Suzuki, gift cards on dealer stock. See your Suzuki dealer now. T's and C's apply.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
This time on Friday, we gave away $10,000 when we played Alpha Bucks 7, 8 out of 10. So, very well, the next person we pick up on the phone line could be $10,000 richer. Here we go.
Hola.
Welcome to the Sunday session.
What was that?
Sorry, I pressed the wrong button there.
Oh, people might have thought the Sunday session was live.
Fully pre-recorded, everybody.
All right.
Sorry.
We got Paulo.
Oh, my God. Paulo. It's Paulo.
Paulo. Hello, Paulo. You made it through on 30, 10, 60.
God.
I know.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You've got to do the hard work now. You've got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm about to give you a letter. Every answer has to start with that letter. You get them all right, you get $10,000, okay?
All right, Tom.
All right. Your letter for today is B for breakfast. And your time will start when I finish the first question, which is... Name a TV show.
Bob the Builder.
Name something you can wear.
Boots.
Name a movie.
Batman.
Name a type of alcohol.
Pass.
Name a European country.
Belgium.
Name an occupation.
I'm builder.
Name a breed of dog.
Pass.
Name a dessert.
Blue cheese.
Name a cartoon character.
Barney.
Name an Australian politician. Oh.
Blue cheese. Buzzer. Yes, you definitely serve it as a dessert. I'm always into the sweet stuff, but the savoury cheese platter that comes out, blue cheese.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So $350.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll go through the two that you passed on. Name an alcohol, you could have beer or bourbon, and a breed of dog, you could have beagle or bulldog.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
There we go. You thought you had the 10 grand, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Me and my kids did.
Hey, good stuff. It's harder to play once you're on the air, but people have done it. We did it just on Friday. Another 10 grand at 7 and 8 a.m. tomorrow. Suzuki, they're serving up hot deals with gift cards on dealer stock. See Suzuki Queensland for all the details.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I want a divorce.
I consider that a divorce.
Is it too early for me to take sides with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth? I mean, I don't want them to get back together and, you know,
they will,
go, oh my God, did you hear what they said?
You got to remember, you can say whatever you want, but you got to remember there's a chance they'll get back together.
He needs a good, wholesome girl.
Oh.
I think.
Well, that counts you out.
I wasn't meaning me. I'm after Chris.
I like the fact you didn't deny it. You just went, I wasn't talking about myself.
Compared to Miley, though, she's pretty clean cut.
Yeah, thanks. True. Thanks very much. But look, they have announced that they are separating. They did get married in December, but they're a bit off and on as a couple. And currently she is holidaying over, I think, in Italy with a girlfriend of hers. And they've been seen kissing.
This is the news report.
Yeah, okay.
Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter currently on holiday together in Italy, where they were seen enjoying a few smooches. A few hours after the pictures were released, her rep confirmed to ET that she and Liam Hemsworth have split after 7 months of marriage.
Didn't they just, because you reported it in the feed, that they did that Instagram post saying, oh, this magazine says that we've broken up and that's not, and it was all...
Different couple.
Who was that?
That was Ashton Kutcher.
I was close.
And Mila Kunis.
Right.
Yeah, so they're still together. Okay. Don't confuse them. But I'm just saying, we're talking about this and I don't think they can get back together now.
Nah, of course they can. Yeah, they can.
It just seems like once you've made that decision to get married and then you break up and you see other people.
Yeah.
It makes it harder when another person comes into the relationship. Like to split up and then get back together is easier than it is to split up, have another relationship that ends, and then you come back and go, actually, let's get back together again.
Yeah.
But I think it's possible.
That they will end up back together?
Does a marriage thing change it for you?
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
Because that's a lot of effort for me. Like, I think once you've gone to the money and the effort getting friends and family together, but maybe it's not a big deal for them because they have so much money.
Mine was more or less I made the commitment to get married.
And I was in love
with the person.
Of course.
I didn't really think of the $7,000 down the drain. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Can we get back the toaster? Yeah,
the commitment and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, look, don't get me wrong, the money spent is a thing as well. But I don't know. I'm going to vote yes. I'm going to say...
Because it wasn't Esther's parents. Was that a secret?
No. Esther would have told you this, which is why you're bringing it up.
Yeah, because I was amazed. She said that her parents separated, like obviously after they had a couple of kids.
Yeah.
And financially it was just a bit hard and they separated and then they got back together. And I was like, that's amazing that you did that. And she said, yes, but their trick was they didn't see other people.
Yeah.
So because they weren't dating anyone else, it wasn't the jealousy thing come in. It was just they honestly needed to separate to focus on their own lives.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, if Miley and that need to separate to focus on their career, which is what they said, then that's good. But then you got to do your career.
Yeah.
Not hook up with other people on holidays.
Yeah. And like we said earlier, this girl's very attractive.
Yep.
You know, so Liam Hemsworth's got a lot to live up to.
I think he'll be all right.
You think he'll be okay?
I think he will be okay.
Yeah. Why?
Because I think people will take care of him.
I want to take care of a Hemsworth.
Yeah.
But Abby won't because she spent a lot of money on her wedding and that's not...
And he needs a wholesome girl.
13, 10, 60. Let's ask the question. So, we want to hear from people of... You might have split up in the marriage and then did the partner go and see someone else and then you got back together? Or even if that happened and it didn't work out, is it possible for them to get back together and be happy again? We'll find out. 13, 10, 60, calls on the air next.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter currently on holiday together in Italy, where they were seen enjoying a few smooches. A few hours after the pictures were released, her rep confirmed to ET that she and Liam Hemsworth have split after 7 months of marriage.
They have split up. And they said that they just want to focus on their careers and that they are broken up for now, which is just, it's a little bit weird, isn't it? You're like, no, this is it.
Well, if you move on to someone else, can you go back to the marriage? Is it possible to have another relationship that break down and then go, actually, let's get back together now?
I guess it's weird for them because they have to publicly make a statement about it where other people don't have to. They can get on with their life. But we went on 13, 10, 60. Were you married? You separated, saw other people, then got back together.
Natasha and Warner, has this happened to you?
Yes. So my partner and I, we were dating for about 4 years and then we ended up splitting up for a year. He moved to West Queensland and saw other people and I saw other people. And then now we've just been married this year and just had a baby.
Oh, congratulations. That's
great news. But you weren't married at the time. It was just you were dating.
No. Yeah, we were dating. But I think it made it better, the relationship, having that breakup and seeing other people. It just brought it back and even better.
Scotty and I did that for a year.
Yeah.
Mm. It was very good. It was a fun year, we both said. But then we got back together and it was the best thing we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you're not in a good place and you get to, I guess, go out and live and go, oh, no, wait a minute, we really do want to be together.
Mm. Yeah, but I wonder if it's different when it's a marriage.
Marriage, I know. You know? I could see you thinking that.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What's your story?
Good. So I dated my current partner for 2.5 years when we were younger, then we split up for 3 years, and I moved to Adelaide and he moved up in Queensland, and I dated other people, he dated other people, and then 3 years later we sort of went, what are we doing, and got back together, and 3 years later we now have a baby and about to get married in 8 weeks.
Oh, that's good.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Maddie's still thinking you weren't married.
No, no offense, but I think
you've done that as well, haven't you? Yeah, you've broken up, yeah.
Oh, Esther and I broke up a million times. Hmm. We didn't see other people.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Are you sure?
No, yeah. No, I didn't at all.
No, I mean,
but
her.
Are you sure she didn't?
Well, she told me she didn't. I'm sure she's a beautiful woman. She had plenty of opportunity. Me, I tried, but I'm kidding.
Chantelle in Eastern Heights, has this happened to you?
Yes, it has.
All right, what's your story?
Me and my husband were together for 7 years. We've been married for 3.5. We split up for a year. I saw someone else and decided that, no, I loved my husband and went back.
There you go.
So, oh, wow.
We've been married now for 2 more years.
So what was it like going back after you had separated? Were there a lot of jealousies of talking about what happened in the break?
Yeah, because I was the one that actually went and saw other people. He didn't.
Right.
So there is a lot of trust and jealousy issues. But we're working on it each day and we're getting stronger and stronger.
Oh, that's good.
Right. And so when you went back, did he, was the first question of him saying, have you been with other, well, I'm assuming he knew you were with other people because it was quite a big gap.
Yeah, I was up front and told him that I did see someone else.
Yeah.
Had he seen other people as well?
No.
Right.
He was quite faithful to the marriage still because we hadn't been divorced.
Yeah. Was it weird telling people that you got back with your husband?
My family still don't like that I'm back with him.
Right. Oh, okay. Right.
But we just look at it, if we're happy, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just weird saying, oh, I'm back with my husband now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Brendan Favola, him and his wife, they actually got a divorce and then got remarried again.
Did they go through with the divorce, did they?
Yeah, they were fully divorced. Imagine proposing a second time to the same person.
Yeah.
Now, this Anonymous.
Hey, Anonymous.
Good morning, lovely people.
Hello. Tell us your story.
It didn't happen to me. It happened to my partner, and it was a pretty bad time for everyone involved. It still hurt to talk about it, but I'm glad I can get it off my chest.
Uh-huh.
We were together for 7 years and had a daughter plus our two boys. We separated for 2 years, and I got engaged to somebody else and pregnant to somebody else. That was for about a year, and my partner and I got back together a couple of years ago, and everything is good, amazingly, because he's amazing and super forgiving, and I wasn't in my right mind at the time that all this happened. It was really traumatic for the whole family.
Yeah.
So somehow we've been able to carry on.
And he's taken on the responsibility of fathering the child that isn't his?
There was complications.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And so that didn't go ahead, which sort of made me rethink things.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking clearly. I wasn't, yeah, it wasn't meant to be. So there is hope for people.
Yeah.
That was after 7 years of being together and then 2 years apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And was your partner with other people as well through that time?
No, he wasn't. But towards the just before we got back together, he had just started to sort of go on a couple of dates.
Right. Yeah, right.
And I think that made me realise too.
Oh,
like,
you're like, no.
Forever.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't want to do that, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks for sharing.
Mm. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Well, there you go. There's hope. Liam, if you're held up there in Byron Bay with your brother, trying to mend your heart, you may be sweet.
Or you might meet a wholesome hippie.
That's right. Mm. And Abby is on her way to Byron right now.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Xenox Diamonds, where beautiful engagement rings are crafted with an unforgettable experience. Stab Abby and Matt's Out of This World proposal.
A diamond ring is going to be attached to a rocket, perhaps?
No, the rocket's locked in. I never thought the rocket would happen.
Have we got the money for it?
Yeah, of course we do. Somewhere. We'll get it.
Okay. So it's going to be attached to a rocket. It's going to go to outer space and then it's going to land on Earth and then a couple are going to be engaged. That is the romantic story and probably going to go viral, of course.
Don't say that. Don't jinx it.
The rocket. I've seen how the rocket works.
Yeah.
It's like a real rocket where, when it goes up and they break in half and then one comes back down to Earth.
Yeah.
It is going to be sick.
So we don't know exactly where it's going to land, but hopefully it will land next to a couple. We might need a few couples so that they can go all around the Earth.
It's going to be like the SES. We'll be in a big line together walking trying to find it.
That's when they find dead bodies.
Yeah, but they might have an engagement ring on.
Okay. That's so we're
going to... That's the twist.
I don't like this. So we're going to meet our first couple.
All right. So, yeah, so as what you're saying is we're going to have a large... We'll know the rough area that it will land.
Yes. Yes.
Each couple will get a section. If it lands in your designated section, it's your ring.
So it's a romantic competition.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to meet this couple this morning?
Yeah.
Let's get Dallas on first. Hi, Dallas.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We are good. Now, how long have you been with your partner?
Oh, that's been 2.5, 3 years, but I've known her for 9 years.
Right.
Lovely.
Yep.
The lovely Amy is there as well. Hi, Amy.
Good morning. Hello.
Now, Amy, Dallas says that it was love at first sight for him. How long did it take you?
Oh, I would have to say lust at first sight for him.
Yep.
And then I saw a bit more of a serious side to him about 3 years ago or so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Hurtful, but I think that's what you're all right with that, Dallas?
Yeah, mate, I put my grown-up pants on about 3 years ago and decided to start adulting.
Right. Yeah. Oh, were you a bit of a loose unit, were you?
Oh, mate, I knew how to party.
Right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Right. So why have you not proposed yet, Dallas?
Oh, mate, in the last 3 years, we've just been trying to get to Queensland. So we moved up here 8 months ago to Paradise. We finally made it, and now it's time to, commit, engaged, married, house, all that fun stuff.
Right. So I guess you've just been focusing on just the move, costing everything, so you just haven't got the money.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. Huge challenge, yeah.
And how badly do you want to get engaged and get married, Amy?
Oh, well, I'm definitely with him for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh.
And, it's something, I guess, it's pretty mind-blowing to think about. I would love it.
And to sit down and tell your grandkids that your engagement ring flew into orbit above the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's totally my style.
It is. It's so over the top. It's so extravagant. Yeah.
And 20 grand worth of ring as well. Dallas, I'm sure that's what you were planning on spending, right?
Yeah, mate. I think it was like one of those $2 rings from like the vending machines near Woolies. That was my plan, mate.
Oh, well. Guys, congratulations. You are first couple in line for the Out of This World proposal.
Yes.
That is,
I'm so stoked.
Thank you.
I can't believe we got a rocket.
Yeah, I know, right?
No, neither can we, Dallas.
See, we were excited when we thought it was just going to be a weather
space balloon.
But then, we still need to get the exact amount of money to fund the rocket, but I think if you believe, you will receive. Am I right, guys?
I believe. Do you need me to pitch in?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, you put it out into the universe and they make your dreams happen.
Oh, I love that. That's very true. It does happen.
It does.
That's
just
exactly
ask Oprah.
How we live our life.
Well, good on you, Dallas and Amy, our very first couple for the Out of This World proposal. Congratulations, guys, and best of luck. Hopefully, it lands in your area when the rocket comes down.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
All right. Thanks very much. If you want to be part of this, you can register. hit105.com.au. If you and your partner have talked about getting engaged, but there's stuff that's gotten in the way, we want to help you out. And a big shout out to Xenox Diamonds, where beautiful engagement rings, they are crafted with an unforgettable experience.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We're going to take a moment to look back and reflect. right now. We're giving away tickets to the Ekka, though, so stand by for that.
Yes. I'm losing my voice.
You are?
Which seems like a blessing for everyone. But it's annoying because I still try and persevere, so apologies. Thanks, but no thanks to laryngitis.
Cab drivers, Uber drivers, they see people at their best and they see people at their worst.
Yeah. But you guys, Saturday night?
They see couples having arguments.
Couples making out.
Couples making out. Strangers making out, probably, sometimes. But I think there should be some sort of client-driver privilege where they don't pick a side.
Oh, you were in the wrong.
Yeah, Saturday. We left the Pineapple after a great day at the Lions, had a few drinks. Me, I like to go home at a sensible time so that I can wake up feeling okay the next day. My wife wanted to have one more drink. In the cab on the way home, she discussed that to me and I said, well, I wanted to go home. She goes, yeah, well, I wanted to stay. And he turns around and he said, let your wife have a good time. Because we'd been discussing how the kids were having a sleepover.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, you should really let your wife have some fun. Why don't you just go home? He's like, hey, champion.
Because he's right, though. You could have an early night when you haven't got the kids.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm weak. And as I told her, I'm not the man you married anymore, honey. I'm sorry I changed. Thanks.
And they say you can't change a guy.
We went to the Lions Saturday night.
Welcome on the bandwagon, boys.
It's a very good night.
It's been a fan for days.
Yeah.
Took a group shot at the game. It didn't actually capture me at my best. Did it, Abby?
No, it didn't, Steph.
But what did you do?
Well, you said to me, this is a quote, yeah, it's a bad photo of me, but there's no way you'll post it. I know you won't post it because it's a bad photo of you.
That was a ploy.
And I went, oh, game on. And I posted it on my Instagram if you want to check it out, Abby Jane Coleman. Because
Stab Hit 105.
Didn't post it. Don't check it out.
I was actually saying I had to take down a few comments that weren't complimentary about you.
Yeah, it was not the best.
God, it's funny though. It makes me laugh.
I know. You said that. You still sent it to me.
Doesn't
on
it make
Sunday
you laugh?
Saying,
look at his face.
I can't stop laughing at this photo of
you. It just doesn't look like you. You look like we look like we've taken grandpa to the footy.
This was not the point of it. I didn't want you to all relive the thanks, but no thanks.
It's a good photo, hey?
Great photo. I'm zooming in.
Yeah, you look like you've really... You
let yourself
drunk.
Go. No.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I know that.
I look it.
Yeah.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Toodaloo.
Stab-